Oh, Gary, eh? I think he could win Call of the Week, Jess. He could win Call of the Week.
You know what? He got us thinking, but I've got to disagree. This is the first Olympics where I know everyone my age is watching. I mean, you know me. I love my choice. Instagram.
You're in lockdown.
I know lockdown's got a big part, but everyone's been so into it. Not lockdown aside, I thought it was riveting.
Good.
All of my friends have been watching it. Everyone my age is making memes and posting about it. I think it's been brilliant.
I've got to tell you my magic moment, and you know what I'm going to say, the basketball. I've been playing basketball since I was 11, rep basketball since I was 12. And I have been waiting all these years, never once dreaming that Australia would medal at an Olympics. We've come close, but it's been taken away from us. And I never thought that I would see us medal. And Paddy Mills' speech, Jess, you and I will replay it later this morning. We'll get it ready for after four. Paddy Mills and acknowledging those that had tried so hard before. And I wonder how many people during Paddy Mills' speech heard him say the name Uncle Danny Morsu. Danny Morsu's a couple of years older than me, and I played against Danny. Jess, Danny Morsu was the first Indigenous Australian basketballer. He came from Thursday Island. Beautiful basketballer. And I was so pleased that he mentioned Danny Morsu. He mentioned Larry Sengstock, the great Queensland centre that was one of the first players in the NBL. He mentioned the Gaze franchise. And when I say franchise, I say that quite deliberately. Andrew Gaze and his father, Lindsay Gaze, basketball royalty here in Australia. Lindsay Gaze played for his country, coached his country, won championships with the Melbourne Tigers. And his son, Andrew, a former flag bearer. I know I'm getting carried away here, Jess, but it just meant so much to me to watch us and to have Paddy Mills, that wonderful, wonderful Australian Indigenous basketballer, scoring 42 points in that bronze medal game. And his speech afterwards was so magnanimous and it wasn't divisive. You know, the Liz Cambages of this world need to watch and listen to Paddy Mills' speech on Saturday night into Sunday morning. It was just wonderful. I'm going to replay it later this morning. Did you see it?
I didn't, but I did catch up on it online, and it looked amazing. Mm. I knew they were going to place, but, yeah, I mean, and the picture of them holding all three flags has gone viral as well.
Paddy Mills, what a leader. What a leader. So that, to me, was the highlight. What was yours?
Probably all the swimming events. That first week of swimming was just such an exciting week, watching the girls in the pool. That was incredible. Yeah, that was brilliant. I just thought every race, riveting.
What about the new sports? I mean, Nikki is sports mad. I'm lucky that my partner enjoys sport as much as me. She's like me. We believe that sport is the ultimate in reality TV.
I did watch some of the skateboarding, the BMX riding. I thought it's brilliant. A lot of young people doing it, and I think that's why they've brought it, just like you said, to make the Olympics a bit more fresh, to get more people involved, more up with the times. I think it's great.
Are the Commonwealth Games irrelevant?
No.
I
don't think they are. I think people, yes, with lockdown we're a bit more interested, but like you said, it is the ultimate reality sport. Maybe because of lockdown, people are appreciating it.
Talking Olympics. I'm talking Commonwealth Games, where we play sport against other members of the Commonwealth. Do we care anymore about the Commonwealth?
I think we do. And I think the Olympics is going to get people more excited now as well.
133353 is the telephone number. That's Miss Jess. There was something else. Oh, for those of us who have just joined the program, at the beginning of the program, I was telling you this last night, Jess, about my next-door neighbour dobbing in a lady who went to her children's childcare playgroup. My next-door neighbour's been in lockdown for 2 weeks, and they have been doing it tough. For the first time since their children were born, they've been 24/7 with these two children because they've had a live-in nanny the whole time. But they've done the right thing, and they have stayed home. Well, she spots a woman from her little boy's playgroup in our park. It's not even this woman's local park. She had to travel 7 or 10 minutes to get to it. She was escaping her own locality. to come and play with her children in a park where she didn't think she'd be spotted. My next-door neighbour has dobbed her in on the playgroup's Facebook page. My understanding is she got a visit from the police yesterday, and the playgroup has said she is not allowed to bring her child in for another 2 weeks. Did she do the right thing? Is dobbing the right thing to do, Jess? Does dobbing save lives?
I think it depends what it is. As a nation, we don't typically like to dob, but everyone's sick of lockdown, everyone's out of work, everyone's tired, people are dying. This is serious, and I think people are dobbing in. We want to get out of this as soon as possible, and maybe the less people that do it, the more people that get in trouble, we might get out of it sooner.
Dobber, dobber, dobber. She's frustrated because she had done the right thing, and there is this woman in our park. Oh, and her excuse, she said, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be in lockdown. Oh, I know, but it's hard with two children. Yes. Tell me about it.
Yeah, we're all in the same boat.
We're all in the same boat. One last thing. Significant day on Thursday. What day is Thursday?
This Thursday. Uh-oh, Spaghetti-O. I don't know. What is this Thursday?
It's $80 million Powerball Day, Jess.
I don't care about that. Do you care about that?
Well, let me tell you.
Uh-oh, what have you done? Well, how much have you spent?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, dear.
I don't normally do this. I leave this up to Nikki. And when my stepdaughter was living with us, she was the one that did the lottery tickets. But I thought, 80 million. And I was up at the shops. I had my mask. And my mate Steve was in the news agency. Steve owns the news agency. So I thought, I'll go and see Steve. Mate, 80 million Thursday. I'll get myself a Powerball ticket. He said, good on you, son. And I got my card out, the plastic card. He said, oh, are you paying by card or cash? I said, card. He said, oh, your minimum spend is 20 bucks. I said, what? He said, yeah, because you're paying by card, and it wasn't credit card, Jess, it was debit card. He said, no, because you're paying by card, your minimum spend has to be 20 bucks. I said, I didn't know that. Okay, 20 bucks it is. I'll get in trouble, but if I win, I won't. He said, it's actually 21 with my commission.
Do you normally enter these things?
No.
Or is it just because it's a big one?
It's because, no, but I got more to the story.
Okay.
I haven't told anyone yet. It's in my wallet. The piece of paper's in my wallet. It's mine.
Okay, but if you win, you just remember who I am and how much I've done for you.
Oh, I'll remember that.
I've done a lot.
So anyway, I kept it a secret. And I couldn't help myself. I blabbed. And I said, and Nikki goes, where's your wallet? I said, don't you worry about that. It's away somewhere. She said, go and get me your wallet. I said, no. I said, if I win 80 million on Thursday, you won't see me. You won't see me on Friday. I'll be gone.
Oh, would you leave her?
No, I was only joking. Is it wrong to keep secrets from your partner?
Well, it depends what it is. I mean, you're going to tell her if you win, aren't you?
She might notice that we've got a new home.
Yes, she might pick up on that. Or the 25 TVs.
Or the HZ Kingswood station wagon that will finally end up in my driveway.
Yeah, or the waterfall in the living room.
The waterfall in the, yeah, and not just this living room, the new house living room.
Yeah, exactly. She might pick up, I mean, I don't know, she's a smart cookie, she might catch on.
I wanted to ask my listeners, is it okay to have an SMF, a secret men's fund? 133353, is it okay to have a secret, I bet you Softie's got one. I bet Softie's.
He's the type.
I reckon Softie's got a secret men's fund.
But there's no way you have one.
No.
Not allowed. But you can dream.
Do you and Chad, do you have a secret fund?
No, we have our separate money.
Yeah, yeah. But you don't live together yet.
No.
But when you
What do you recommend?
I want to ask my listeners.
Yeah.
When you get married or are in a relationship, do you have joint bank accounts or do you have your separate bank accounts? And do you keep what you've got a secret? Is it okay to have a secret fund? 133353, let's see what we get. Hey, happy Monday.
Talk soon.
This is The Night Shift.
On Triple M.